This is Adavin Rowling, one of the Ag and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. Attracting wildlife to your property can be an enjoyable and rewarding experience. If you would like to attract wildlife to your property, the first step is to decide what type of wildlife you want to attract, as different species have different needs. The next step is to learn the habitat requirements needed by the species you are wanting to attract. And the final step is to provide these habitat requirements on your property. When deciding what species you would like to attract, observe the types of wildlife that are already living in or travel through your area, as these species will be the easiest to attract. Also take into consideration the size of property you are working with. For example, a pair of eastern bluebirds need a smaller area to meet their habitat requirements than white-tailed deer. Once you have decided what species you would like to attract, evaluate your property to determine what habitat requirements it already provides and which ones need to be improved. Habitat requirements are the food, water, cover, and space that animals need to survive. However, specifics of each of these requirements will be different for different species of wildlife. For example, bobwhite quail do not need water readily available to drink, as they receive enough water from the food they eat, whereas white-tailed deer do need surface water available to drink. An important part of improving your property to attract wildlife is implementing correct management practices. These could include prescribed burning, grazing, tree planting, and selective tree removal. Maintaining wildlife habitat on your property through these and other management practices will help ensure a successful long-term wildlife attraction program for your property. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Adavin Rowling with your K-State Research and Extension Report.